Tuesday. Today is December the 31st, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time as we wrap up the year and visit with Alan Sundemeyer. Alan Sundemeyer is Executive Director with the Conservation Action Project, otherwise known as CAP. He's going to tell us about an educational program they have coming up in February. All the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Alan Sundemeyer. And Alan, we've got an interesting program coming up, not coming up till February, but registration is open now. It's part of the Conservation Action Project programming that you do. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, you know, we typically try to have some outreach. We have activities in Conservation Action Projects. Been around a while. I guess it goes back to Bill Rohrs in Defiance County over 30 years ago. So part of what we do is look at innovative programming and conservation practices and help get the outreach in that. We have a meeting, and this year it's going to be on February 12th, and that starts at 9 o'clock to about 2:30. And we're the seven counties in the Maumee River Basin, so a central area to that is our Northwest State Community College. So that's there by Archbold and Route 34. So that seems to be a nice, convenient place to hold it, and the community college is very supportive of us doing things there.
Outstanding. Well, it looks like you've got a great lineup of speakers. Why don't you run through who's going to be speaking, both in the morning and in the afternoon?
Well, this year, early on, as we looked at things, I saw we were getting a lot of interest in on-farm research, and I said, I don't know if I can handle all this, Dusty. You know how sometimes you predict you're going to be overwhelmed. So we hired Russ Rice. He's retired from Nutrien there in Hamler, and he's decided to help us out. So he did a lot of cover crop work, and he'll be starting us off with cover crop observations, you know, some good and bad, you know, that we've seen this year and things he's got for recommendations that way. After that, Neil Badenhop, he's recently retired from the Valent Company, and he's been advising farmers for over 32 years. I think he's got a lot of good advice. You know, he's seen things and helped farmers become successful, you know, in conservation practices and herbicide chemistries. So he's got a lot to share from his career that way, too.
From the industry standpoint, both Russ and Neil, probably two of the best in the business when it comes to really being promoters on an industry side of the importance of cover crops and conservation practices. It'll be a loss not having them in industry, and yet maybe a plus that they can do a little bit more of this on their retired side.
Yeah, we're not going to let them just fade away, are we?
That's right.
Next, then, Leon Kloppenstein. He's a farmer in Paulding County. Real interesting operation. He's trying all kinds of cutting-edge things, looking at good cover crop mixes and using a lot of biological testing. So he's got a lot to share of his successes he's had. You know, that Paulding County soil is pretty tough to work with, and Leon has really tried to improve his soil structure and his soil biology. So he's going to tell us about his soil health journey. And I think, you know, we got a lot to learn practically from someone that's met those challenges. Also, then we'll have Rachel Cochran from the Paulding County Extension Office. She's an OSU Extension Water Quality Associate. And Greg Labarge and the OSU team there have helped CAP do some nitrogen rate trials. So we'll have a report. You know, it's always a challenge, you know, when the high cost of nitrogen on corn production is, can you really cut back much and maintain economic yields? And that's what we're going to talk about with Rachel there.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Alan after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation with Alan Sundemeyer talking about an upcoming Conservation Action Project meeting.
Before lunch, we have Laura Decker. She's the president of Prolific Earth Sciences. And I kind of ran across this about a year ago, and it's a real neat instrument for, you know, a small price, about $10 a sample. You can check your bacteria, fungus, and microbiomass levels in your soil. Now, it kind of seems, you know, that shouldn't be that cheap, and it may not be quite accurate as a lab like a PLFA or a bee crop test, but it sure gives a good indication. And CAP saw this as a way, you know, to get some feedback on our healthy soils and We've done probably over 100 tests with this microbiometer. So I think the farmers need to hear about this instrument, how it can help them. It's just basically using your cell phone, so you don't have to invest much in it. And I think, you know, it gives you some good feedback that way.
Interesting. Yeah, sounds like a real cost-effective way to process a lot of information effectively.
You know, so many of these labs are expensive. They take time to get results back. Now, this takes only 20 minutes. You know, you do a little mixing yourself. And I think there's a future in something like that. So then we'll provide the lunch. You know, we've got supporters that can help with this cost. So there's no cost to come and get a free lunch. Can't beat that, right?
Absolutely.
So after lunch, I'll give a report. You know, H2 Ohio has been supporting us, looking at the phosphorus, farmer phosphorus plots that we have with H2 Ohio support, looking at long-term, like 5 years with no phosphorus fertilizer applied, compared to normal practice. So we'll have a report on our Northwest Ohio plots looking at the phosphorus levels. And is that economic or not to just cut out your phosphorus? And so far, it's worked. After that, we have Ryan Gibbs. He's from Hopkinton, Iowa. They're in eastern Iowa. And he was featured about a year ago in the No-Till Farmer magazine in an article he had, Inoculating No-Till Soils with Compost Extract. Now, Ryan has a business. He sells cover crop seed, and this compost extract is looking at bringing biological life back to your soil and using a compost tea that comes out of that compost and applying it to your soil and your seed or tube of two. And he's got some machinery he's used now to make this scale up and use on a lot of acres. So, you know, we're going to be hearing from a farmer that's done it for a few years of how this is another source of a biological that you can do yourself, kind of a homegrown biological. And I think that's interesting that, you know, we can look at a lot of products on the shelf. Some farmers are trying those and having mixed results. This is something you can do yourself and not have a lot of investment in it. And, you know, I think there might be a future there. So we got to hear from someone that's been doing that. So round things out, we're going to talk about the tests we did. We did have a farmer, Todd Smith, there by Defiance. He worked with Gary Pinnell at Farmer's Elevator, and he did that Johnson Sioux compost extract. So we had some of that in some replicated plots around Northwest Ohio. So we're going to talk about those plot results and kind of look to the future. You know, what can we do here in Northwest Ohio? If this is something up and coming, you know, can we do it ourselves? And, you know, Todd and others may be able to share some of those results too then.
Great information. Again, they'd like registration by February the 7th. The event itself happens on February the 12th from 9 to 2:30 at Northwest State Community College. Again, that website, Cap of Ohio, that's C-A-P, capofohio.org. Alan, thanks so much for your time, for all the work you've done throughout the year, but also for putting this program together.
Well, thank you very much.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.